Yo, today's QOD is, I want my children to be risk takers. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Dr. Wayne Dyer back on the show talking about how he wants his kids and your kids to be risk takers. The other day, a friend of mine asked me, she said, if you can live in any other country, which country would that be? And I thought about it for like 7 seconds. And I said, I wouldn't want to live in any other country. Like, I love America. America is not perfect, but America is the spot. She was like, well, tell me more about that. I said, well, the American dream. Like, this is the place, this is the country where you can have an idea and you can create that idea and you can take it to market and you can make other people's lives better, make your life better. Like, this is the place where you can be whatever it is and whoever it is that you want to be. Like, this is the spot. This is rather rare. Like, I feel fortunate that I was born in this country, right? And in order to participate in the American dream, in order to give yourself a chance at being part of the American dream, you have to be willing to take risk. You have to be. I take risk all the time. Like, if you don't take risk, there is no reward. Unfortunately, I don't have kids, and I know I shouldn't be talking about parents, but I'm just going to say it anyway. A lot of parents raise their kids not to be risk takers. A lot of parents are raising their kids to always play it safe. Don't get hurt. Gonna be safe. And, you know, I understand where it comes from. It comes from a place of love. But at the same time, children that are taught not to take risks become adults who don't take risks. And it's really, really hard to make your life as amazing as you want it to be when you're not willing to take a risk. We have to do better as parents to get our kids to not play it safe, to try things they've never tried before, to get hurt, to fail, and to get back up. Got to get better. Here's Dr. Dyer.
And then when you get confidence, then you're willing to try anything. And that's the second thing that I want for my children, after them to have positive self-esteem. I want my children to be risk takers. Can you believe that? I mean, I want them to take risks in life. I don't want them to go the safe way. I don't want them to go the easy way in life. I don't want them to be just like everybody else. When you raise your children to be just like everybody else, what do they have to offer? They're just like everybody else. Do you understand that your uniqueness as a human being is the most important thing that you have? That nobody will ever look out from behind those eyeballs. Nobody ever has, and nobody ever will again. In the same way that you do. That's what we bring to life, our uniqueness, our specialness. Children have to think of themselves that way. Totally special. There's a man named E.E. Cummings, a poet who lived up in Massachusetts at the early part of this century. He said, to be nobody but yourself in a world which is doing its best night and day to make you just like everybody else means to fight the greatest battle there is to fight and never stop fighting. What a powerful message that is. There's a whole world of folks out there who are going to try to tell you how to behave, how to do things, how to fit in, how to be the way I want you to be. And then there are people who take risks. And how do you learn to take risks? Which means that you're willing to take the teacher that's going to be hard. Maybe you won't get the same grade, but you're going to get the best education. Or you're not very tall, but you're going to go out and play basketball anyway because it's what you want to do. It's like you got this little Spud Webb mentality, okay? Who's 5'7", who wins the slam dunk contest in the NBA at 5'7". I'm 6'2". I can't get close to the rim, okay, without a ladder. And this guy's just... Because that person, whoever they are, whoever that child is that you've got there, has learned that taking risks is okay and that mommy or daddy do not love you because of your successes in life. We love you because you are, period. And anything that you do is all right. And failing is something that's going to be a regular part of your life. You're going to do it a lot. We all do. And all the great ones, everybody that has ever achieved anything in life, none of them land there on the top. You don't get a parachute. I got an announcement for everybody in the room. The elevator to success is out of order today, okay? You're going to have to take the stairway one step at a time, okay? That's the way you get there. And that's the way everybody did who has ever made it really in any capacity, whatever it is that they're doing, is that they try something and they fail. And instead of using that failing as an indication that I can't go on, they dust themselves off and say, where can I go from here? Risk-taking. Risk-taking and confidence go hand in hand. You see, when I play tennis, and I go out there and I play my worst tennis, it's when I am playing what Jimmy Connors calls wimp tennis, okay? Which is not hitting the ball, because I'm hoping that my opponent will make a mistake, or I'm hoping that the ball will just go in and that maybe he'll have just a mild myocardial infarction or something, you know? And I just want to kind of push it over there. And when I play like that, I invariably lose, even to opponents who don't have the skills that I do. But when I play with confidence, which means I go out there and I step into the ball and I hit it, taking the risk. Confidence and taking risk go hand in hand. If you have confidence, you'll take the risk. Even standing here, as many times as I've done that, it's still a risk. And still inside, I get those butterflies and I get that excitement and that nervousness and all of that kind of thing. And you go out there and you either use that as a reason to say, no, I can't go out in front of them. I can't do this. I could fail. What if they don't like me? What if it doesn't work? What if the mic falls? What if I fall down? You know, what if my fly is open? What if, I mean, you can come up with a million reasons why you don't do it. Or you can use that as a reason to get out there and make it happen and make a difference. There are doers in the world, and there are those who are afraid. There are those who are critics. There are those who sit back and watch what other people do. And letting your children take the risks and try things and wander into the unknown and check themselves out in ways that they've never checked themselves out before, and encouraging them. And when they fail, terrific. My daughter, at her senior year in high school, wanted to run for vice president of her class. And she said to me, well, I don't know, there's an awful lot of people running and I might not make it or whatever. I said, honey, go out there and just give it a shot. The worst thing that can happen is you won't be the class officer, you already are not. That's the worst thing that can happen. It's the worst thing that can happen. You're already not vice president, so the worst thing can happen is you'll be where you are, and that's not so bad. And she went out and she lost. She didn't make it. But I said, that's fantastic. I took her out for dinner. Just because she was the kind of person who thought of herself as a leader. That's enough. Because enough times in her life she'll do that and she'll become those things that she wants. If you visualize it and see it, you can't miss. You just can't miss. But you've got to be willing to take risks. Too many of us raise our children to be safe, to do it the easy way. And we even tell them, I saw parents at a pool one day, at a swimming pool, I was about there, and I heard a mother say one of the most alarming things I've ever heard anyone say to their children. Ready? Don't you go near that water until you know how to swim. I said, I mean, how can you do that? This is a kid who's going to go through his entire life wanting to get in the water, but being told that he can't because he doesn't know how to swim, right? Everything that you learned, by the way, you learned by doing. And the only way to understand is to take a risk. And the only way to have success in your life is to fail. So you've got to understand that failing is terrific. You're looking at one of the great failures of all times right here. I sent my first manuscripts out to over 100 publishers and got over 100 rejections. Day in and day out, I have to go to the mailbox. And it's almost like I was collecting them. Right? And I learned after a while that each one of those were an opportunity. And many of them wrote and said, forget about writing, this is not for you. You know, maybe you could drive a cab or maybe you can do something else, but this is not for you. It's like each one of those taught me something new. Each one of them taught me something new until the time came when a publisher said yes. A little tiny publisher out in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, took my very first book, which was a counseling textbook. From there, I just went on and learned from that and from that and from the next one and so on.
That was Dr. Wayne W. Dyer. His website is drwaynedyer.com. You can catch today's clip on an audio program you can find at audible.com called What Do You Really Want for Your Children? Again, that is available at audible.com. That is it for me. Hope you have an incredible weekend. I will see you on Monday. I'm out. Peace.